بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the most beautiful things about Islam is the direct and, for want of a better word, an informal connection between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us, his slaves. By informal, I mean that a connection that is not restricted by rules and regulations, that is not restricted by formality, by strict procedures, without which we are told that we cannot reach Allah. We don't have this in Islam. Obviously, we have our formal forms of worship, formal forms of ibadah, which is salah and sawm and hajj and umrah and zakat and all of this. So these are the formal fara'id. These are the formal forms of ibadah, forms of worship, which have their rules. For example, you know, you need to be in wudu and your purity in that sense and everything else. And then fulfilling the Salah, fulfilling the different arkan, the pillars of Salah, and so also in Hajj and everything else. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that if you are doing whatever you're doing, you know, lying in bed, or you are driving your car somewhere, or you're going for a walk, or you're in the middle of your work or something, and you want to feel this desire, and may Allah give us all this desire in plenty, inshallah. We feel this desire to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you want to, you know, meet Allah, you want to talk to Allah. What do you need to do? How should you do it? What is the way? And the answer is, I don't mean to say that in any facetious way, but the answer is the logo of Nike, which is just do it. Just do it. You want to talk to Allah? Talk. You want to connect with Allah? Connect. Now, this is not some permission I'm giving you. This is what Islam has given us. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Allah said, Udu'uni. He said, ask me. Call on me. He did not say, call on me after making wudu. He said, did not say, call on me in a state of purity. He did not say, call on me facing the Qibla. He didn't say, call on me standing or sitting or making sujood on your musalla, on your sajjada. He didn't say, call on me in this place, in this location, that location, in a masjid, in the haram. No. Allah said, Uduni. Call on me. When? Whenever you want. In what state? Whatever state you are in. And then what will happen? Okay, so I call on you. Now what? Astajib lakum. I will answer you. Astajib lakum. I will answer you. Achib is such a beautiful thought that anything I want, all I need to do is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the complete and total certainty, there is no doubt about it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to me, that Allah knows I exist, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares that I exist, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. Now, sometimes you might get a bit confused and say, well, you know, Allah said He will respond, but I've been asking for this thing for so many days, months, minutes. Today we think in minutes. So many minutes, so many seconds, so many days, months, weeks, years. But I still haven't got it. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will answer you. Allah did not say, I will answer you immediately. So, let us keep that in mind. Now, why would Allah not answer us immediately? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows more than we know. Allah knows that it is something that must be given, must be taught, but now is not the right time. It's like a little child wanting to drive your car, right? It's your little son who wants to drive the car. So he says, Daddy, I want to drive. Ta'alallahu al-amthal. I'm not giving the example of Allah. I'm just giving you an example to illustrate what I'm saying in terms of ta'khir, in terms of delay in gratification. So we say, if Allah, we ask Allah. So like the child will ask his father, I want to drive the car. And the father will say, the son says, will you let me drive the car? Yeah, sure, of course, I will. Okay, so let's go. He said, no, not now. Oh, but you told me you will let me drive the car. Yes, I told you I will let you drive the car. But you're not letting me drive the car. Did I tell you that I will let you drive the car just now? No, I said I will let you drive the car. Now the little child might think, oh, this is, you know, typical delaying tactics, and he really doesn't want to let me drive the car. He's not sincere. No. The father knows that at this age, it is not legal for you to drive the car. If you drive the car, you will kill yourself. If you drive the car, you will put yourself into trouble. You will put others into trouble. So there is no point in, you know, allowing you to drive the car now, because it's legally impossible. So I will let you drive the car, but when you are ready to take that responsibility. So once you've got a license, and I'll help you get the license, then you will be allowed to drive the car. Now apply this to whatever dua we are making. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is he listening to this dua? Yes, of course. Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to this dua? Yes, he will. Because he said so. As I told you, it's not my, I didn't say this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. When will that happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when is the best time for that to happen. Also, I might tell you that it is a thing to say that Allah knows when it's the best time for it to happen. Allah also knows the way in which he wants to respond to that dua. The way in which he will make this dua good for you. Because I may be asking for something, and I may be asking for that thing in a particular way. The thing itself might be okay, but the way might not be okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows which is the best way for it to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will make it happen in that particular way. Now, one of the, my very dear friend and my brother, Ibrahim Bhai Patel from South Africa, sent me this lovely story, which somebody wrote. He said that he was working in a shop, and an Arab, elderly Arab gentleman, came to buy something. He bought some number of things. So he said, this man said, I was at the counter, so I checked him out. I put all his things into a carry bag, and I gave it to him very respectfully. And he said, this man was so happy. He gave me dua. He said, you know, Arabs are, they don't simply say thank you and go away. They like to give dua. And mashallah, may Allah bless our Arab brothers and sisters. It's such a beautiful thing to see that. So he said that this man, he didn't simply say thank you and go away. He gave me dua. And the dua he gave me was, he said, Wallah, Allahu yatazawwajak man la yusalli wa la yasum. He said, by Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause you to be married to the one who does not pray and who does not fast. And he said, Qul Ameen. He said, say Ameen. Now this man said, I thought to myself, I mean, like, this is pushing it. You know, I mean, what kind of dua is this? May Allah cause you to be married to somebody who doesn't pray and who doesn't fast? Is this dua or is it a curse? What kind of thing is this? So he said, I didn't say Ameen. So he said, no, say Ameen, say Ameen. So this man said, Wallahi Sheikh, ma faham. He said, I don't understand this. Ma faham. I don't understand this dua. I mean, what is this dua you're giving me? So this gentleman, he said, no, you first say. He said, I'll explain to you, but you first say Ameen. And he was holding my hand. He said, he had my hand in his hand, so I didn't want to be rude. So I said, okay, Ameen. Then he says, the man comes close to me, and he says to me, الحور الجنة لا يصلي ولا يصوم. He said the whore in the Jannah does not do salah, does not pray, and does not fast. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you meet him on the day of judgment, that Allah gives you Jannah and Allah causes you to be married to the whore who does not pray and who does not fast, meaning the whores don't do that. It's not one particular one. And this is my dua. So I said, let me end with that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to connect with him in such a way. The reason I mentioned this dua is not because I'm not saying this like a joke, but I'm saying that this shows the informality of the connection. You know, here is somebody who is making a dua which is so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a out of the ordinary dua. You know, this is not from any of the duas of which are in the Quran or from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or something, but which also shows us that your dua, alhamdulillah, there is huge barakah in duas from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in duas from the Quran. Not denying that, but I'm saying that you are not restricted to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Uduni, he said, ask me, in which language, any language, your language, whatever language you speak, right? I mean, obviously, if you speak Arabic, it's good for you, but the majority of the world does not speak Arabic. But so is Islam denied to them? No. For them, their language is the language in which they will connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this ta'alluq with him, Jalla Jalalu, in a way where he is pleased with us, and where when we meet him, he will give us in keeping with his majesty and grace. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ